Again, today is the day of Pentecost. As we began this worship service with a call to worship in these words, it is a day when the Holy Spirit was revealed in flaming glory, and the glory was given to the disciples who were gathered together after Jesus ascended. Pentecost, which means number 50, comes 50 days after the last day of the Passover in the Jewish liturgical calendar. 2,000 years ago, Jesus, like a Passover lamb, gave his life in love for all of us. For 3 years, the disciples were with Jesus. They learned from Jesus, shared the joys and sorrows of life with Jesus. They walked with Jesus and reached out with Jesus to the outcast. Their lives were fully soaked in Jesus, like this dollar bill. To be soaked in this flammable liquid. Oh no, right? And I'm going to show you what it is like to let the fire of the Holy Spirit burn in our heart. Okay? So, children, please don't try to do it at home without the supervision of the adults, okay? And I would not do it if we were gathered in the building. And also, I have a fire extinguisher to be prepared in case that I need, okay? So, see, as I said, this is a flammable liquid. And let's not do it on the grass, okay? See? No, it's not. I mean, this dollar bill is not burned. It's amazing, isn't it? Hey, Ayla, come on, see? This dollar bill was not burned. Come and check it out. The liquid has a 70% rubbing alcohol, that the 70% of alcohol, pure alcohol, was burned. But now the 30%, which is a pure water, still stays on this dollar bill and leave it wet, like this. So, did you have a faith that I will not consume this dollar bill to fire, right? Yeah. So, why did I do this science experiment? What's the message? It is that whoever has soaked up, learned, and experienced the Jesus, the living water, the embodied power of love, and whoever desires to follow him, speak like him, and act like him, and fulfill God's will on earth, they experience the Holy Spirit burning in their heart, right? I'm not talking about real fire, but fire in our heart. We say, I feel on fire, right? What does that mean? It means there is a passion. There is enthusiasm and excitement for something. And the Holy Spirit has an excitement, a passion, and a love for each of us and for the world. Not fiery violence, but flaming passion is the fire of the Spirit that the disciples experience in their heart. As Katie and Mark read the story for us, and then as the audio of the multiple languages evoked our imagination of their experiences, the Holy Spirit, as Jesus promised, arrived on the disciples and set them on fire. The scripture says, the Holy Spirit descended upon them like a mighty wind and tongues of fire on their head. Of course, these are not the only way for the Holy Spirit to come to believers. In other places in the Bible, we read that the Holy Spirit may come gently as a dove, and silently as like the breeze. The thing is, there's something that the disciples never imagined or experienced before really happened to them that day, the day of the Pentecost. Then, with the Holy Spirit, they changed it. They were not the same as before. They went out and began to proclaim the good news of Jesus in the languages that the people in the city were speaking. They were not shy about Jesus. They were not afraid or unsure. They took up courage for what is right, and they followed what is all-encompassing, which is Christ's love. And it was the Holy Spirit that brought about that change in them. Here we are. Upon hearing the story of the Holy Spirit coming down on the disciples on the day of Pentecost, we ask ourselves, what about us? To us, is it an interesting story that simply happened 2,000 years ago? Or is it a story that occurs in us, in our church, and in our nation these days? Looking to our nation, on TV and social media, what news caught your attention this week? Yeah, I feel we have gone through quite a busy week for the life of this nation this week. But don't we hear the mourning and lament of the family and friends of 100,000 people who were lost to COVID-19? Don't we hear at first one man's cry and now the cry of thousands non-violent protesters on the street? I can't breathe. I can't breathe. In Scripture, the words of Spirit are used for this Hebrew language, ruach, and in Greek, pneuma, in English pronunciation, pneuma, which gives words for pneumonia. And these words means breath as well as a spirit. And this year, on the day of Pentecost, what sounds of a breath do we hear in our nation? We hear the panting of the discriminated and oppressed, the sobbing and sniffling of the sorrowful, and suffocating silence of the lonely, and the sigh of the unemployed and of struggling small business owners, the sound of their breath, and the sound of the Holy Spirit. This year, can we think of all this together, side by side? Where is God's Spirit moving? Maybe this is a hard question to answer in less than an hour-long sermon service. So that's why I don't go long and long in sermon. No. However, we see in the disciples, if receiving the Holy Spirit is about life changes of our personal and societal lives, then the question should be answered by our words and actions. Right? Right? To the nation that is looking for God's Spirit in the midst of all the pains and all the breathtaking, the life-destroying situations, our answer must be our compassion, our empathy, our courage, our humility, our solidarity, and our generosity. These all sound good and right, but are these what we are passionate about in our day-to-day lives? To us, are these important enough to determine what we say and do with the power and possessions that we have? We call upon the Holy Spirit to come. Come, Holy Spirit, and breathe a new life to us. If we really mean it, If we really wanted to see Jesus' promised spirit alive and active, simply not inscribed on the paper in the Bible, but real in our personal and societal lives, then we must be ready and happy to live and love differently. We must desire to be changed by the fire and wind of the Holy Spirit. Yes, if it is true that we wanted God to come and dwell in our heart, we had better to have our hearts be first changed after we emptied our heart of pride, selfishness, alienation, apathy, greed, and everything that we know that is contrary to God's will. So let's get it a little simple. We wanted to keep the great commandment, love God, love one another, right? Then, is it fine with us that the Holy Spirit not just challenged us, but empowered us to love the unlovable, those who are hard for us to love or even to hang around? We pray for forgiveness. If so, how about this? That we, changed by the Holy Spirit, forgive the unforgivable. Here I am saying we, not you, because I know me. I know well that I am reluctant to lay down my plan, my control, and my political and theological stance. What a difficult work it is to allow my heart and my whole being to be changed by the Spirit of God. Christian ethics theologian Stanley Howes and United Methodist Bishop Will Willimon wrote this in their book titled The Holy Spirit. I quote, "Christians are people who dare to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. That is, live lives out of control, coming to God dependent, empty-handed, lives driven by and accountable to someone more interesting than ourselves." End of quote. We are Easter people, yes, but we must be Pentecost people too. With his death and resurrection on Easter, Jesus has given us the gift of life, a life free from fear of death. Darkness cannot overcome light. Then, with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to live a life free for true humanity, growing and maturing in Christ-likeness. And I hope you and I desire that life of change and freedom that the Holy Spirit brings about. We truly live a strange and challenging time. It is a time where things are forced to change, right? And we don't know how things will change in the post-pandemic world. But it seems very true that going back to old normal will not happen. There will be a new normal because of the power of the virus. Then looking to the church, as our Bishop Zhang reminds us in his Pentecost letter this week, our church is being born anew. In the midst of this pandemic, we have been witnessing that God is doing a new thing in the church. Now then, looking to your own life, what have you been seeing that are changing? I bet there are lots of changes that this pandemic has brought to your personal and family life. Then, what changes do you see that the Holy Spirit wants to bring about in your life? How can your life be changed by the power of the Holy Spirit? And this is the question that I want you and me to take seriously these days. The virus has changed your life. How then does the Holy Spirit change your life? And here is a knowledge that I want you to know today and always. You and I are empowered to live as a Pentecost people. The Spirit is active. Where we, with courage and humility, open ourselves to the Spirit of God, we experience the Holy Spirit gives us vision, power, hope, and strength. And Holy Spirit does a new thing. If you ask me where I see this knowledge is true in my life, and I can say, you see me. Week after week, I stand before you with a sermon. And I do know very well this cannot be possible unless the Holy Spirit has mercy on me. Even in these fearful and difficult times, let us live as a Pentecost people, changed by the Holy Spirit, who breathed the breath of God into us and into the larger community through us. For this, may you accept God pouring out the Holy Spirit over your head, your thoughts and minds, and over the words of your lips, over your heart and your feelings and emotions and your compassion for all others, and over your hands and feet as you put into action all that God nudged you and commands you to do. Thanks be to God. Amen.